Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Lord, that you are mindful of us, that you associated us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And so we were made in Christ and to rule and reign together with you. But we know, Father God, what has happened. The deception came in through Adam. One man, but praise God, we know now what has happened. There's no name under heaven and earth by which we can be saved, but through your Son, Jesus Christ, who reveals your faith and reveals your love, and that we can all, Jew and Gentile, all the Jews and all the nations can come back to you. So thank you for this great gift of life and life in abundance, Lord. Bless us this day. And bless this word, Father God, and I thank you we in you we live and move and have our being, and so we can arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just making a bit of difference, reading the message, and it's from verses 5 and 6 from Ephesians chapter 4, but let's go to 4.
You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one Master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, you know? But now, you know, you look at that and then you think, you know, we know we are the body. We know Jesus is our Savior, and we know we are now returned to the Father kingdom. And it's all because of the baptism that God included us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And now we've restored in Christ again. And therefore, we understand we died with him, we are buried with him, and we now raised with him, co-heirs. So this is wonderful for us. We can read this one faith, one God, one Father of all, and one body. And that's beautiful. But what about all the others? Man has been seduced by demons. And there is so many different religions and different ideas. But I like it in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. It speaks about there that there are many lords and many so-called lords and so-called gods. But for us, there is one God, the Father of all, and Jesus, the Savior of all, the Lord of all. And it's in him we live and move. You know, and that's our understanding. And then the Bible backs us up. I mean, Psalm 37 speaks there that you just see his body, his bride, remain here on the earth. And all the wicked, all this, these other things, it's missing the mark. So it's wicked. It's not God's idea, all this deception that is out there, you know, Antichrist. You just got two kingdoms. You've got the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And so, but the kingdom of God is stable. It's set in Jesus. It's in drawing close. It's in knowing your God, waking up to his love, abiding in his love, bringing about the name that you've got in heaven, the destiny, the purpose. But the kingdom of darkness has got so many dark, demonic heads, deceptions, that brings you nothing, that you just serve. And you actually just been torn apart by the world. And but Psalm 37 speaks clearly there that the unrighteous, the deceived are going to be taken off the earth. And I counted it this morning and I saw evil removed in Psalm 37. It speaks about 8 times they're all going to be removed. But then the righteous remaining, and this earth was made for the godly, and the righteous are godly. It speaks of it 9 times, it says there. And then also there you've got the recipe to stay in the light, and that's to abide in the land. And the land is Jesus, abiding in the vine. Abide in the head, you the body. Listen to the head and tap into the vine. And then he says, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And then that those dreams, that visions, that faith that he brings is his faith. And so you live by it. And then he brings it to pass. He causes it to rise like the noonday. Just as the day arises, the things of God will all come into your life. And that's the way. Now, what should our attitude be to the wicked and the unrighteous? You know, and we can just go look at Paul. Now, remember, Paul is the one that's understood and has got the revelation that Jew and Gentile is you being united, so we can all be new creations, children of the living God, come home and walk with our God. And he knows that every wall of hostility has been broken. So in God's eyes, and that all these false, anything that we choose to make like a wall between us and the people out there is deception, guys. God, just as God loved us, he loves them as well. And he desires all to be saved. And it's the love of God that must constrain us. And that's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5. The love of God constrains us because we know one man has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And why have they all died? Why has God, he's given them a chance. And just as we've taken hold of this chance, they have need a chance as well, that they can no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them, abiding in Christ, tapping into the goodness. They got no goodness outside of Christ. And then you got that wonderful example, guys, of Paul going out and preaching to the people in Athens. Now, in Athens, in that there, man, it's just like today, in that where all this deception. There was more than 300 gods that they worshipped. How did Paul approach them? He talks about an unknown God there that was good to them at some time, but they didn't know who this God was. And this unknown God is with every person out there, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, Hindu, globalist, these evil, but he's there. If he's not there, they'll be taken out because the devil just lies, steals, kills, and destroys. They're busy with the lies that kill and destroy, but God is still there giving them time. And what time is he giving to them? So for repentance. But who is needed? God is working. His long-suffering, his patience, his kindness is there to bring about repentance. We see that in our own lives. And so it is there for their lives as well. But we are the fragrance of God. We are the ambassadors of God, it talks about in 2 Corinthians 5, to reach out to these people. So Paul goes in that they're, and he tells him, you know, this invisible God, and we can tell anyone in that, man, any good thing that you have and any beauty and any integrity and uprightness, it comes from God. And it's because he's there. He's always been there. He is all over, all powerful and all knowing and all loving. And he tells him, listen, let me tell you about this God. He made everything. And then he made the whole world beautiful for man to inhabit. And then the fall came, and man was scattered all over this earth. But he says, so that they might grope for him and they might find him. Because just like your poets, he quotes what their poets said, we are his offspring. He doesn't say you're not his offspring. We all come from God. You are his offspring. And in him we live and move and have our being. And he says, now the time of ignorance is past. God wants all to repent now, turn to the living God. That's what repentance. Come back to the high spot. Penthouse is the high spot, that the original place where man was made by God to be his children and to walk in obedience. That's beloved children. We had that scripture yesterday, Ephesians 5 verse 1. Be a beloved children and find him and walk with him. And he's given proof of this by bringing in judgment through one man, Jesus. And he's given proof that this man is there, he's ruling, he's king, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, by raising him from the dead. So everyone's now got to hear this gospel. We've got to love this gospel, and it helps us. The understanding of the goodness of God just grows with us every day. But this good news is also for those people. So they got a chance, just like us, to come out of darkness into the glorious light. Amen. So be the fragrance of God. Don't be self-righteous and unrighteous by keeping this away from mankind outside there. And so pray for them. As the church, as a body, we called to be a house of prayer. And prayer is talking to God. Lord, save these people. They are in deception. They're hurting themselves. They're hurting others. But Lord, we thank you. You are supreme. And yes, you look after us. I saw it so beautifully in the Psalm 37 this morning, again, verses 18 to 19, that even in famine and persecution, God will keep his people. And you need to know that. And you stand fast on the truth. We abide under the in the shelter, Jesus, and therefore we are in his shadow. And while the wicked is not totally removed, it says also in the psalm that we're going to see them totally removed. So guys, stand fast to the word, but stay in the love. We are the love fragrance to this world, so that people can get saved, have the opportunity to be saved just like us. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.